Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Today's District 1 championship game is between the Great Valley Patriots and the Springfield Cougars. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Country Deli in Media, the best breakfast in town on Middletown Road. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to the Lee Corps Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philadelphia. Dave Berman and the gang right here for the District 1 5A Championship doubleheader. The first game will be the girls. Coming up shortly, Springfield Delco from the Central League with a record of 22-5 and winners of 16 of their last 17 games, taking on a powerhouse from Chester County, Great Valley. They're located in Malvern. Is Great Valley 23-4 on the year. Kai McNichol is the head coach of Springfield in year number 6. Alex Vanarchik, 10th season head coach for Great Valley. Springfield has won one district championship in history. That was 3 years ago. 2017, they beat Nemesis Mount St. Joseph's then 38-27. That year, then, Springfield lost in the second round of the PIAA State Tournament, the Wyoming Valley West, 51-33 up in Easton. Great Valley's, their only girls basketball District 1 title was 1988 when they beat Villa Maria 57-55 in overtime. And then in the state tournament that March of 88, they lost, did Great Valley, to Nanticoke from the Coal Region. Second round, 49-38, Martz Hall in Pottsville. To get here, Springfield beat Interboro 73-30, beat Potts Grove 36-31, and then beat Mount St. Joseph's 52-42. Great Valley, pretty easy win, except for the Radnor game. Great Valley over Pope John Paul II, 56-32. Westchester East, 51-31. And then our buddy Mark Jordan and Radnor, 47-37. So here we go, guys. Great Valley, Springfield Delco, District 1 5A Girls Basketball Championship.
Yeah, we've seen Springfield play, obviously, because we've done a couple of girls' games this year. Actually, saw them play in a district game when they lost to Haverford.
That was Ridley in the Central Ridley, League Championship, and that was their only loss in the last 17 games.
That was in the Central League Championship. And they're a strong team. Obviously, nobody, I don't think, is surprised that they're here to play for the district final. They've got some great shooters. A couple of kids really know how to handle the ball. I expect this to be a good game. I don't know a lot about Great Valley other than they're here. And at the end of the day, that's what you need to know. If you can get through all the competition and get this done, and you get to this position, you're a pretty good basketball team no matter how you look at it. So and consistency, that's really what gets you here. You have to play consistently night after night, and there's a lot of basketball that's played in high school levels, two, sometimes three games a week. That's a lot of sports to play for high school kids. So
yeah, we got to keep our voices here, Mike, because this is the first of three games we're broadcasting here today.
Which I know our webpage says that we're only going to be doing two, but we got a call this morning, and it was Methacton's Parents Booster Association. They asked if there was any way we could do tonight's game at 7, and we took a look at it, and we said, yeah, we can do that. So we're going to be here actually for the final game, the big boys 6A, at 7 o'clock start. So we'll be off the air from when the next game ends, which is the boys 5A, we'll be off the air for a couple hours and then come back on, which, by the way, is true for the boys' game. If you're listening now, we'll go off the air briefly and then come back on and do the boys' 5A game, then go off for 2 hours and then come back. So in the meantime, we're going to try to get some links on the website and that type of stuff, if I can get to it remotely. Other than that, Pete, you got any thoughts about today's game?
Yeah, well, this should be a great one. Springfield, we saw them lose to a Ridley team who, let's see, Dave, refresh me. Who was that girl for Ridley that just tore it up?
Oh, Dakota.
Dakota McCaughan.
Yeah, McCaughan.
Dakota was unreal with her threes, and she basically won that game for Ridley. But Springfield is a good team. I know they have Alyssa Long and Alexa Abenizio. Yeah, those girls are good shooters, and they're going to stay in this game. Whether they win it or not, we don't know. Great Valley, I really don't know nothing about, but they're 23-4, so we know they're good.
And they got some tremendous players. Chester County basketball is very, very good. And, you know, speaking of very good, our listenership, Mike, is unbelievable, and it's great that these folks want us to broadcast their games. When we get times, we have very patient girlfriends and wives.
Yeah, sometimes not as patient as we would like, but it's understandable. It's tough. I mean, my wife basically at the beginning of football season, when all this starts, says in August, you know, we'll see you in March sometime. And there's no Friday nights. And then, of course, for basketball season, it could be any day of the week. So it's a bit of a grind for our significant others, but they put up with it. And I should also say, in addition to our wives, we have to thank our sponsors, because all the services are provided, the website, the broadcast, everything is covered by our sponsors for their generous donations. So if you ever have an opportunity to use their services, please use them, and then tell them that you saw us at SalmonDelcoHoops.com. That's important to them. It's important to us, particularly if we want to keep the money flowing. These sites do run $3,000 to $4,000 a year to maintain with the broadcasting. So, and that's with mostly volunteers. So it's not easy to do, but the local sponsors, and, of course, Keystone has been particularly good with us, kind of sponsoring all of our PIA games, playoff games, and then Delco Times, which is always been a great supporter because we use a lot of their articles and stuff, but they also bellied up with running ads and stuff to tell everybody that we're doing these games. So all is good, and this is the culmination. We will cover some state playoff games, depending on where they are and the times, because we all do have jobs, most of us anyway, that prevent us from running around too much.
Got Matt Smith here covering the game for the Delaware County Times. I heard Jack McCaffrey is also going to be helping out today. Pete DiGiovanni from the Westchester Daily Local in the house. Bruce Adams also from a local publication. So these kids are getting unbelievable coverage here, Mike, in the postseason.
Well, as they should. I mean, high school sports, you know, it's they can't cover everybody. They can't do as nice of a job. But, you know, everybody does what they can. And, of course, we're part of that mix. We just wanted, for Delaware County, we wanted to bring basketball to the masses as best we could and promote them as well as we could. So we've done that. Plus, we're, of course, big in the broadcasting of the games to try to get people throughout the country and, in fact, throughout the world to listen in when they're interested. And we do fully archive all these games, again, at no cost. So if you're living in Europe right now and you're listening to one of our archive games, you know, good for you. We do have military bases that listen in, alumni, things like that. And just basketball fans that want to hear a high school game in the United States.
And you have a photographer here from Garnet, a Great Valley. I better not say Garnet Valley again, who unfortunately our girls got knocked. We got knocked out last night. Garnet Valley. But this is Great Valley from Malvern. She's here. Thank you very much. Great job. The photographer.
I'll take an 8x10 and two. No, never
mind. There you go. And then we have Tim Hudson from Chester. Does an unbelievable job. So it is absolutely amazing. So let's take a break, ladies and gentlemen, by the Roy Hanshaw. Our buddy is the public address announcer. I added his picture, me and him together, for the archives right there. It is the Girls Basketball District 1 Championship 5A on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, we're about 2 minutes away from the start of this first match of the day. There'll be four games today. We will be covering three of them. Up first is Great Valley versus Springfield Girls 5A. for the, these are all championship, district championship games for District 1. So this is a culmination. And, of course, all these teams have qualified to go on to the state playoffs, which will begin next Friday. And they'll be in various seeds. These, obviously, the people who are finishing in the top two will be have very considerable seeds to start off the championships with. And they'll be playing all over the eastern part of the state. And we will cover some of these games as we can get to them. In the meantime, Dave is glad-handing a variety of people.
As Dave
does.
On
the air. We knows everybody, so that, yeah. That makes sense. So we figured we'd cover for them. But we're about to start this thing. We expect a really good game. So to everybody who's listening, call your friends, neighbors, tell them what's on the air. They can get on the Internet. Anybody with an Internet connection, with a whether it's Wi-Fi or not, can make the connection, smartphones, whatever. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, if you've got an Internet connection, you can listen in on the game.
I was talking to Mr. and Mrs. Frank Long, and they said that they're friends with one of the parents. They went to high school with them back in the day, and they're friends with one of the parents whose son plays the Byrne Boy, B-Y-R-N-E, for Methacton, and they said they already posted, it's all over Facebook, that Good. We're doing the Methacton game. Right. And social media. So, yeah, word really spreads quickly. Starting lineups here pretty soon, I would imagine, guys. Unless we have a national anthem first. Springfield Delco, 22-5. Great Valley, 23-4. District 1, 5A girls basketball championship here at the Leah Corus Center on the campus of Temple University in North Philly. And, Andrew, thanks for the ride up here. We took kind of the old-fashioned route.
You know, straight up Broad Street today.
Straight up Broad Street. We would have been here an hour ago, but
but we made airtime. Hey, I've got my coffee.
We're here on time. We're live. What more could you ask for?
Stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
Got the coffee, water, because we got to save, especially the play-by-play guy. Got to save that voice.
That's right. It's going to be a long day.
By the way, Alyssa Long. I've been talking with her parents. She's going to North Carolina to play lacrosse and Springfield. Remember, state champs in girls lacrosse a few months ago, back in the spring. So they have a few kids out there with state championship winning pedigree. Both teams have similar colors, too, don't they? It's
except one's in white and one's in blue, so it'll be easy to keep track of them.
Great Valley, 23-4, Lady Patriots. Head coach, year number 10, Alex Vanarchik, and Springfield. The Cougars, Kai McNichol, year number 6. Hopefully Mark Jordan will join us shortly, the Radnor girls basketball coach. He had a consolation game. He's going to the States, too, for the Radnor girls.
Yeah, but he lost that consolation game. He sent me a note. But he said he'd be here about 1, but he's running a little bit late, I think.
Well, oh, so they lost to Mount St. Joseph's. We'll talk more about that.
I'm sure he will.
Matter of fact, I better sit over here so he can jump.
Space.
We're going for the starting lineups right now. Roy Hanshaw.
Yep.
Lady Patriots of Great Valley.
Good sized crowd here today.
Number 2, Tessa Libera Tassioli. Number 4, Emma DeRobertis, a junior. Number 5, Ashley Sullivan. She is a junior. Number 10 is Emily DuPont, junior. And Grayson Curley, a sophomore, pretty young, Great Valley team. Only senior in the starting lineup, Tessa. And what a great name that is. And I'm doing what Roy did, the public address announcer, splitting it up. Libera Tassioli. Now Springfield Delco. There she is, pocket rocket. Number 3, Alyssa Long. Number 5, Alexa Abenizio, 1,000-point scorer. Number 10, Jordan Pastiglione, 5'8 senior.
Did that nicely, Dave.
Number 15 is Rachel Conran, 5'8 junior. And number 35 is Carly Johnston, 5'9 senior. And we're going to take a break. We're getting ready for our first of 3 broadcasts today, the District 1 5A Girls Basketball Championship, Springfield. Great Valley on DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, great job, National Anthem. We are courtside, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and you talk about a student section. I don't see much here from Springfield, amazingly, but I see a lot.
But if we take a look down at the Great Valley end, that is a packed student section for Great Valley for this early afternoon start time.
Saturday, a long day here of basketball. All these teams participating today, headed to the PIAA State Championship.
Plenty of seats if you want to come to North Philadelphia Temple. I mean, there's plenty of seats. They're $10 a seat, and you stay all day if you like. You can see a lot of basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll get about 8 hours worth out of it.
Yep.
Springfield.
Come find back and find all the doors locked. Your new locks on the doors. Oh, there we go.
22-5, Mark Jordan.
And Coach right Jordan on time. Is showing up before tip-off.
White
Not
uniform.
Bad,
Springfield white uniforms. Let me paint a picture. I got to try to sound as good as Dobus. Springfield is the white uniforms, yellow trim, and Great Valley left to right here with the ball, controlling the tip, blue, white trim. Three ball from the right side with the left hand is no good. That was fired up by Emily DuPont, no relation to Moose, or maybe she is, the Flyer Stanley Cups. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by Great Valley. And Coach Jordan knows both of these squads. He's headed to the state tournament, too. Radnor, but we'll get to that in a moment. Alyssa Long, their last loss, only loss in the last 17 games, a game we announced on the air. That was the Central League Championship game. Shot no good. Springfield. Rebound Great Valley. Great Valley 23.
Ooh, nice steal.
And 4 turnover. Here's Alyssa. North Carolina recruit to the basket. No, but a foul. Lacrosse recruit. And she'll go shooting 2. Alyssa Long.
All right, David, what did I miss?
Nothing.
Well, you
got here right just as the game tipped off.
Well, we don't know much. I tried to do as much research as I can. Free throw no good by Alyssa, shooting right into the teeth of that fan base, student section of Great Valley. Great Valley, Alex Vinarchuk.
I would have been here a couple minutes earlier. I got strip searched at the entrance.
Oh, well, that was fun.
We got through. Well, anyway, I used my magic to get through. So she makes 1 of 2, 1-0.
Full court, man-to-man.
Springfield. Great Valley left or right. Who's favored in this game, Mark?
Springfield.
You played both.
We played them both. Great Valley hasn't been here before.
Three ball from the left side. No good. Fired up in there by D. Roberta's offensive rebound. No, but a foul. Going to the line for Great Valley, but she's coming up a little limping here.
Yeah, she might have twisted that ankle. She's trying to walk it off.
Tessa Libera Tassioli.
Great job there, David. Yeah, Tessa is their leading scorer, is their best player. Very fast, very athletic, gets to the rim whenever she wants. Notice early on here, Great Valley hasn't been here before, correct?
Yeah, it's been a long time, according to my records.
But these kids weren't born yet when
very
Great
good,
Valley was
Michael.
Here.
And in this cavernous college arena, jump shots are tough. We talk about this every year we're here. They've so far attempted 2 3-pointers. Neither were even close.
This is the second rebound out of bounds. Ooh. Off of Springfield. Ball on the floor then out of bounds. 6:46 to go first quarter. District 1 5A Girls Championship. Penwood Westchester East boys to follow. We're tied at 1.
Man-to-man out of bounds.
Great Valley top of the key. DuPont down low driving to the basket. Shot is blocked. Offensive rebound. Moving that ball very, very quickly. This is going into the basket for 2. Tessa Libera Tassioli.
2 shots, exact same thing. She ball fakes and just goes right to the rack as hard as she can. I know a girl like that on our team, and Springfield will adjust.
Alyssa Long coming back. Driving right side. Abenizio, 1,000 point score. Mm-hmm. Central League versus the Chesmont. Chesmont, great basketball. Down low passes. Is a kick or a foul off the ball? It's going to be on Great Valley, and they're not happy.
Is that her second foul, Andrew?
Well, that's the student.
That is the section on Ashley Sullivan.
That hurts.
She's her point guard. That is a big second foul there. Gosh, only a minute and 49 seconds into the game.
Number 23 into the game is Laura Lum, ninth grader.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to the rack. Abenizio misses the shot. And the rebound is taken by Great Valley. Again, left to right. Lum. Libertassioli. Pretty much it's three names in one right there. Travel, not called. And the turnover, though, goes to Springfield as they get the ball back. The Lady Cougars.
They walled her off there, David. Almost a triple team, really.
5:44 to go. Moving clock. First quarter. District 1 5A championship on the line. Long. Left of the key. Abenizio for three. Nice touch, and she drains it. Alexa Abenizio.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
David, you don't think that this big environment's going to bother her, do you?
I don't think.
No. She'll get her
shots
off.
She's a junior. Amazing.
Great shooter.
And Great Valley has the ball. 5:13. Turning clock. Drive. It's going to be a travel out high. As that is on Grayson Curley, a sophomore. It's going to be Springfield Delco ball. They won this thing 3 years ago. As I mentioned, beating Mount St. Joseph's. They're always in the running. You play them today, right?
Today.
So Mount St. Joseph's, they actually beat them then 38-27, but Mount St. Joseph's has been a pain in the butt over the last few years. Abenizio all the way to the rack. That's going to be a blocking foul. Great Valley fans not happy with that. Emma D. Robertus, the junior with the foul. Third team foul. Fan behind us getting a little fired up.
And that's Abenizio's game. She'll drive in hard, and she'll fall on the floor almost every time. So the referee have to choose when to call a foul and when not to. That was close, but I think it was a block.
Springfield with the ball, 1-point lead. Abenizio stops, pops, back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Great Valley. Libera Tassioli.
That was actually the flange it hit off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got into that the other night. I listened to the broadcast. I heard ball on the floor and take it away by Springfield.
Again.
Jordan Pastaglione.
This is the difference. Our team doesn't defend that well. Springfield defends impeccably.
Well, you got to work on that. You got the states coming up.
Well, we're going to need something.
It's all hard work. Defense is all hard work. You
and,
know.
Some recruiting.
But yeah. Uh-huh. In the lane. Short jumper is no good. That was Carly Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
And rebound. Great Valley down by a point. Lum. Near side, DuPont is called for another travel.
Yep.
4:09 to go, first quarter. And we've got ourselves a 4-3 lead for Springfield Delco. We have a timeout on the floor. It's Great Valley and Springfield girls basketball D1 5A championship. Leah Cora Center, DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back, Leah Cora Center. Here we go, folks, and we've got a close ball game here, Mr. Fulgenetti.
Yeah, one quick observation. Great Valley has 5 rebounds. Springfield has no rebounds, but also Great Valley has 5 turnovers, and Springfield has no turnovers.
5. They're on pace for 40 turnovers. It seems excessive.
This is not do or die. District 1 championship game. Springfield with a rock. Up 4-3. Lady Cougars. Top of the key. Long.
Shoot that.
Right of the key. Conrin. Near side Abenizio. They are on her tight now. 3:42 to go in the first.
Man to man.
This is a Weaver ball around. Pastiglione has it near side to it's Conran. Now a three ball long straight away. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Great Valley.
By the way, it's not do or die for the playoffs, but it is do or die for districts.
Yeah. Want to win this thing. Gold medal, momentum for the states. A lot of private schools out there. We'll get to that a little bit later. Right of the key. Great Valley down by 1 point, coming up on 3 minutes to go. First quarter. District 1-5A championship, Kai McNichol. We talked about her.
Oh,
6 yards, a turnover again. Behind the back dribble, Ebenezio. Conran thought about the three. Holds up now between the circles to Long. Remember the defense that Ridley played and caused all kinds of problems? You would think that Great Valley saw that. It was some kind of matchup zone or something?
They did. They matchup zone second half. Very good, Dave. Good
and memory. You were stunned, though. You were stunned.
Well,
they had trouble.
They played us 2-3 zone, Great Valley, on Tuesday night. They can't zone Springfield. They have too many shooters to do that. But they have to glue on to Ebenezio. Uh-oh.
Ebenezio left side. Near wing.
Conran.
Johnston now thinking about it. She is going to fire the three ball in and out by Rachel Conran.
That's
rebound.
A testament to Great Valley that Springfield could not find a way to get into the paint, so they had to take the shot.
Gia Ciotis is into the game, number 11 for Great Valley. And Gia is a freshman also, yeah. This is DeRobertis, left side. Great Valley left to right. Left of the key, Lum, ninth grader, driving, losing the ball. Good defense there, Springfield. Here's Alyssa Long. Alyssa wants to take it to the rack. No, but a foul. You can tell she's a lacrosse player. 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Long goes to the line shooting two. Her mom's in a Delco Hall of Fame. Kathy Large Long. Frank, one of the greatest at Sharon Hill. And
one of the greatest coaches. Just ask him.
Oh, Frank? Okay.
He loves it.
He's a little nervous right now.
No.
You could expect, yeah.
He's been here before. She's fantastic, Alyssa. Another turnover, Pete. How many is that? 6 turnovers, Pete?
I got 7 turnovers, Great Valley. 0 turnovers.
And again, it's the first time of them being here.
Okay,
Alyssa
made
stage.
The first shot.
Yeah, made the first shot. And all these big games mean so much to these Springfield girls. Central League championship games and lacrosse, among others.
So, Great Valley's offense is about punching it inside. And you notice already Springfield's clogging the lane up. There's not much for them.
1:50 to go and the moving clock. Coming back, Great Valley, after Alyssa Long makes 2 free throws. Down to 1:40 to go. Looking for the back door and a push foul on Springfield. Jordan Pastiglione. Want some pasta after this game.
And again, they don't have to do that. They set this foul line screen a lot, Dave, and they just flash over from the weak side. I don't think they even have to foul them, really, Springfield. They can go under that screen and just contain them.
Analyst is Mark Jordan. We'll talk to him about his playoff game, maybe the intermission.
Maybe never.
Yep. So Great Valley with the ball down by 3.6-3. 1:27 to go first quarter. And now between the circles, Lum.
Oh, walked it in.
Lum called for a travel.
Great Valley's having real trouble handling their dribbling right now. This is the third traveling call they've had in the first quarter.
And eight, that's number eight.
Eight turnovers.
Mike, it's under 7 minutes, it's 8 turnovers. They're on pace for a 30-turnover game. They're going to get there a little bit, but Springfield's so smart defensively. So they're just walling off everything inside. They're going to dare them to take some jump shots. So far, they have 2 jump shot attempts and 2 layup attempts. That's been it.
Kai McNichol is the head coach. You know all these coaches very well, Coach Jordan.
Thank
top
you.
Of the key, Conran, right side long, far wing. Now Ebenezio, we're going to have a block foul, and it's going to be on Springfield. That's going to be an illegal pick, I presume.
The second on Carly Johnston.
Low scoring, yes. Springfield 6, Great Valley 3.
You know what's funny, but that was a close play, Michael, I thought, on that screen.
Yeah, well.
But you know they do it in the college level too? They just run you over. So it dares the official to make a call. Was it moving the screen or not? If you just sort of brush it, they won't call anything.
Right.
But
well,
she got knocked to the floor and got the foul called on her.
Part of it is you want to see what this crew is going to call and what they aren't. So
Carly comes out of the game, replaced by freshman Lexi Aaron. Down low, lay it up and in. Great Valley.
They lost her.
Number 11, Gia Soutis for 2. S-I-O-U-T-I-S. And she's a ninth grader. And it's 6-5. 1 point lead. Springfield, 38 seconds ago, and they want to get him out of that zone, right?
No, they're going to soft man a man, but they're, you know, unless he's holding the ball at half court, holding for the last shot, under 3 seconds now. If I'm Great Valley and I have 8 turnovers, I'm pretty happy where I am.
Yeah, I would, considering the way Great Valley's played, they were in a one-point game. I would take that in a minute.
And they are.
20 seconds to go, first quarter, long, dribbling between the circles. Top of the key. They'll start their play right now. Stutter step, basket, floater off the glass, no good. Battling for the rebound. It's taken by Great Valley. 3 seconds across the timeline and almost a steal. Ball on the floor, and that's it. At the end of one quarter of play, the District 1 Girls Basketball 5A Championship, Springfield Delco 6, Great Valley from Malvern 5, and Temple on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, March Madness will be beginning officially tomorrow, but it's still February Madness. District 1 5A Girls Basketball Championship game, Springfield after 1-6-5 over Great Valley. We're going to go to Mr. Fulginetti.
Yeah, one remarkable stat here. Dave, first quarter, Springfield has no turnovers and no rebounds. But Great Valley has 9 turnovers and 8 rebounds. It's an amazing stat, a one-point game.
That is an incredible stat. And I have Great Valley only now for 5 shot attempts, 2 for 5, over 2 from beyond the arc. Springfield's 1 for 8, 0 for 4 inside the arc, 1 for 4 outside the arc. Both teams are clogging the lineup very well.
Lady Cougars have the ball to begin the second quarter. Long near side. Alyssa dribbling, top of the key. Conran, right of the key. 3-ball, left of the key. Back of the rim, no good. Fired up by Pastiglione, and the rebound, Great Valley. They come back quickly. Stop, pop, missing the shot. Rebound battle underneath, getting physical, as you would expect. It's a tie-up, and the possession arrow will stay with Great Valley. Boys game to follow, District 1 5A Championship, Westchester East and Penwood.
You might think that was a bad shot, guys, but at least they got a shot up at the rim. I think that's got to be the mindset for Great Valley now, just to get some shots off. There's another one.
Line drive, 3-ball, left side, skims the rim, no good, save from going out of bounds, but Great Valley saves it to Alyssa Long for Springfield, all the way to the basket. Dipsy-doo shot, no good, battle, rebound, they got it. Great Valley has it. And bringing it up is Ashley Sullivan. Gets it to DuPont. Now top of the key. Ciutis. Ciutis has it at the left block. That's going to be an offensive foul with the elbow. Gia Ciutis.
That was a little ticky-tack, I thought.
But another
turnover. Come on, it's basketball, guys. You got a little movement in there.
That's a 10th turnover right now.
Yeah, and it's not like she threw an elbow. She just led with her elbow, which is...
That's a good point.
Actually, it's pronounced, according to Roy Hanshaw, the public address announcer, Ciutis, okay. Not Ciutis.
All right.
Now we know.
And by the way, Tessa, who's the forward slash center for Great Valley, is being guarded by Alyssa Long, their point guard. Fascinating.
Alyssa plays with a lot of heart. Knows how to get it done defensively. Conran left of the key. 6:27 to go, second quarter. Girls basketball. 6A girls game will be at 5 tonight. Left side jumper up and good. A 3-ball. They got to play the little.
Yep.
Another Keystone Transport 3-pointer.
Pastiglione for 3.
Good driving.
She was quiet in that game. She was quiet that game against Ridley. Remember that? The Central League Championship?
Ooh.
Driving to the basket, missing a shot. Could have been an offensive foul.
Yeah, could have gone either way.
That shot was Emily DuPont. And the rebound, Springfield, 5:49 to go, second quarter.
In day zero, that's called no blood, no foul, Michael.
Well, yeah, but then you called the elbow. What?
I agree.
I love refs. Love them all.
I think that was a charge.
Between the circles is Ebenezio. 3 points for her, top of the key. She doesn't want to force anything, which is good. Drives to the basket. Good defense in there by Great Valley. Shot is no good. That was good D by Tessa Libera Tassioli. She comes back. She's a senior to the basket. Lays it up and in. Great Valley, their last championship mark. District 1, 1988. How do you like that? Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of good young talent here. Tessa's a senior, but...
Long to the basket. Layup too strong by Springfield's Long. And the rebound, Great Valley.
She's going, Mike.
Libera Tassioli pass down low. Good. And a foul. Basket good by number 33. It's Grayson Curley, who's a sophomore. I was listening intently to your broadcast the other night. She'll be at the line shooting one.
You know what's funny? They're Great Valley. They score that in transition. When they score, try and go quick. Those last two buckets there were in transition. They ran them down the floor.
Absolutely. I like it.
When the Cougars get set on defense, it's hard to score.
It's tied up now 9-9. This will be their first lead if they take it, I believe.
Up. Ooh. Short, wide to the left. Into the game, Mia Valerio is Mia Valerio. Number 41 for Springfield. So we're tied at 9, as Mike said. 4:48 to go. Three ball right side. No good. Skims the rim. Abadizio. And the rebound, Great Valley. They come back, a little run and gun right here. Stop and firing a high arcing shot, no good. Offensive rebound, getting it out now. The driving to the basket, there's going to be a foul. That's going to be a frustration. And she's not happy with the call is Rachel Conran.
She reached in. I think that's a good call.
She did reach in, but she reached in. I thought she got the ball, but okay.
Well, my thing is that ball popped up. I have a referee friend. If you slap and the ball goes down, they call it play on. If you slap, the ball pops up. Usually they call that an automatic foul. But notice these last three times from the floor.
Nice shot.
First one went in. Last three times, David, they didn't wait to set up any kind of offense.
Right.
They kind of went right at him quickly. They got a layup from Tessa, an assist from Tessa, and now two foul shots.
Emma D. Robertus makes the first. 10-9, Great Valley.
First lead.
Good. D. Robertus, first two of the afternoon.
And down here, they shot quick the last couple times. Springfield, one was a drive, one was a jump shot. If they are patient and work their stuff for 20 seconds, I think they're going to get an open look.
Alyssa Long between the circles. Beautiful view, midcourt. This is Abadizio. Yeah, that young lady number 10, DuPont, doing a heck of a job on Abadizio.
Very athletic. She did a job on Radnor Tuesday night.
Right at the key, Conran. Rachel dribbles left, right now, right wing corner, ball on the floor, picked up by Abadizio, drives to the basket, shot would not fall, in and out, ball on the floor again in the backcourt, and a foul underneath, and that is going to be called, I think, on Conran, if I'm not mistaken. Number 15 for Springfield, number Andrew's good at keeping these up.
Yeah, what do we got for fouls on 15?
I believe that's just her second.
Okay.
She'll come out. By the way, credit to Emily DuPont. She's a tough girl.
Very,
she's got one over
very
there.
Aggressive, yeah, very aggressive play.
Lexi Aaron, 5'6", freshman, back into the game for Springfield.
And Sullivan is back for Great Valley. Their point guard with two fouls is back, Andrew. Keep an eye on that.
And DuPont's favoring that ankle. We'll see what happens.
Guess what? She got hit pretty good on that.
Oh, yeah. She went down, caught herself.
They're a tough physical athletic team, Great Valley.
I tell you, he's an intimidating-looking dude, man, that Alex Vinarchuk, head coach of Great Valley. There's a steal by Springfield.
No foul.
Driving to the basket.
Oh, they called her.
And they call a travel. That was a beautiful shot she made, Jordan Postiglione.
She cut inside and took too many steps.
A couple things there. Sullivan just came in back in the game. She was sitting out for a while, turned the ball over there with a soft pass in the wing. In transition, she did not want to foul Postiglione. Was backing up to get out of the way. I thought she might have grazed her, Dave, for her third foul. They didn't call it.
Postiglione, is it Postiglione?
Let's go with that.
Okay, Postiglione. It sounds even better.
Heck yeah.
So Great Valley with the ball, 3:23 to go in the second quarter. They lead by two. Top of the key, three ball, no good by Libera Tassioli. Springfield, the rebound.
Two Springfield girls going for the same rebound, but they did come
across
away.
Across the timeline, Abadizio. Long three. Rims out. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Great Valley.
Boy, and that truly did rim out. I mean, that thing went about as deep in the basket as it can go without going down.
But it was a quick shot that banked, Michael. So, I mean, it might have went in, and the banks are open, I guess, on Saturdays in the early afternoon. But
Leah,
again, when they shoot quick, David, I think they're playing the Great Valley's hands.
Leah Cora Center, Temple University, North Philly, Broad Street. Three ball way, way out there is short by Pastaglione.
It's very quick.
By Springfield, misses it. And the rebound, Great Valley. They want to push the pace. With the rock, ooh. DuPont drives to the basket, makes the shot, but the foul before the shot. So team fouls here, guys.
Seven.
Seven on Springfield. It'll be 1-1. And just five on Great Valley. 2:48 to go in quarter number two.
But that's their game, though, Dave. See that they attack the rim? I mean, they're very athletic.
Great with a left hand, front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound by Tessa of Great Valley. Ball out of bounds on the far side. Last touch by the Lady Cougars.
Yep.
Great Valley again, 23-4. Springfield, 22-5.
How great was that rebound by Tessa on a foul shot? She went in there and just grabbed that ball.
Easier to say Tessa than Libera Tassioli, but I love them both.
I'm going.
A lot of Italian names out there, and I love it, and I'm really hungry for pasta.
Oh, boy.
As I mentioned earlier, all-you-can-eat buffet. Top of the key, right side to DeRobertis. Left of the key, wide open, three ball with the left hand. Nice touch. And she has got it.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Emily DuPont for three and a timeout with 2:21 to go in the second quarter. District 1 5A Girls Basketball Championship. Great Valley 14, Springfield 9, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 2:21 to go, second quarter, Great Valley 14 and Springfield 9 girls basketball. Let's go down to another Italian, Pete Fulginetti.
Thank you, sir. One great stat here that really shows you why Great Valley's ahead. They are out-rebounding the Springfield Cougars 18-4.
Whoa.
And if that trend continues, it's going to be tough. Without second-chance attempts, it's pretty tough to win.
Another quick stat, Peter. In the paint, Springfield, 0-7.
Ooh.
From two-point land, 0-8. They have to take their time here a little bit, get a 15- or 20-second set, and look to get it into the paint.
Springfield back. And we're back. 2:09 to go, play-by-play. First of three broadcast here today at Leah Cora Center. Abadizio in and out, top of the key straight away. Right side, Valerio. Valerio looks to drive off the glass, too strong. That's happened a lot here today for Springfield. Loose ball foul is on Springfield. I think Valerio.
Yeah. Well, between the shooting and the foul, Springfield is not getting any kind of breaks.
Her first. Nice article, Delco Times today, by the way. It'll be 1-1. Matt Smith, who's covering today's game, and Carly Johnston. Also a nice shout-out to you, Mark Jordan, on your surprising run to the playoffs. And you're going to the States again. Always great experience for your kids.
It's fun time. But like Michael said, these girls want to win this game today.
Yes.
And that now makes Springfield 0-8 from the paint, right near the rim.
Misses the front end and the rebound. Lady Cougars, Springfield back, Alyssa Long.
3-6 in the line for Great Valley. Could it be even more of a lead?
Taking their time, no panic here for the Lady Cougars. Left of the key, Pastaglione. Right of the key, Long. Left of the key, Lexi Aaron. A near wing, Valerio.
So are you watching, David? So they're guarding Abanizio and Connor pretty hard up top. Everybody else is sort of sloughing off into the lane.
Driving to the rack. Up. Yes. And a foul.
Oh,
so Abanizio for two. Five for her. And she cuts the lead to 14-11. Springfield down by three.
And we just said, Andrew, attack the rim. Attack the lane. Yeah. They got a foul there. It was close again to a charge, but I didn't think the girl had her body turned. She didn't really sell that charge. Guess what? She gets an old-fashioned. Nope.
Misses the foul shot. Rebound is taken by Libera Tassioli of Great Valley. Stolen back by Ellis Along. 1:13 to go. Second quarter, Dave Berman, Mark Jordan, Mike Mayer, Andrew Kaufman, a lot of names here, and also Pete Fulgenetti. It's between the circles now, Abenizio. Alexa way out high, pick set.
Under a minute.
Left, right of the key now, driving. Wide open, long, three ball. Yes! By Alyssa Long.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
First three for her, 6 points for Alyssa. And we are tied at 14. Lead here in the second quarter. There's a ball on the floor.
I love it.
Girls are going after it like tigers after meat and your last meal. Tie up. Possession will be with Springfield.
How about that Mia Valerio? She calls that turnover and was the first one to the floor. We always say first one on the floor gets the ball.
Yeah, in a tied game here with 3 seconds left in the half, and I can understand them going after that ball.
Guess what? Another turnover. Peter, how many is that?
14 turnovers.
That's crazy, crazy, crazy stat to me. 14 turnovers.
Conran back into the game. 30 seconds, and Alyssa will hold it in the backcourt. Springfield back, right for left, white uniforms, blue trim. And they will go for the final shot. I don't know how old Kai McNichol is, but she looks very young.
I think she's near 30. She played at Notre Dame Academy maybe a dozen years ago. And
obviously, tough. And the coach over there, Alex Van Archik. Whew. All right, anyway, Long has it. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. Long thought about the three. Now to Johnston, or Rachel Conrad, excuse me. Loses the ball. Good defense, Great Valley, and that's it. We go to halftime, and we are tied at 14. Springfield and Great Valley. It's girls high school basketball. Never sounded so good. The District 1 5A Championship, Lea Corps Center, Temple, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here at halftime and your score, the District 1 5A Girls Basketball Championship. We're tied at 14, Great Valley from Chester County and Malvern, and West, of course, Springfield Delco from Delaware County. Pete.
Yeah, Dave, the two outstanding statistics. This actually tells you why this game is tied. Great Valley has 18 rebounds They have four off the offensive glass, but 18 total rebounds. I have Springfield with only five rebounds. That's an amazing advantage. But listen to this. Turnovers. Great Valley. I just readjusted it. Great Valley has turned the ball over 12 times. I have Springfield with one turnover. The difference is outstanding on both sides, but the difference of all this is a 14-all tie. Yep.
Wait. You're adjusting turnovers at halftime? How's that work, Pete?
I had them down for 14. I counted wrong.
We don't really, you know, we should tell people there are no official stats for the PIAA. So, you know, that's why sometimes the paper isn't the same as us. You know, we do the best job we can. In football, we're able to review the game film and get them pretty close to right. But that can be somewhat
when
subjective.
We give you a stat, like, well, during the plays going on, it's on the run. But as a quarter ends, we go over our stats, readjust the totals, and give you the exact amount at halftime.
I'm a professional.
Because Andrew is substantially younger than all of us and has much better eyes, we pretty much defer to him.
Defer to him, unless you go to these numbers.
He's the official stat man. He sets up the equipment. Up. Andrew does it all. He even had the drivers here today because Mike had a flat tire.
Start with the blame game.
That is the blame game. All right, Great Valley at half. 5 for 13, 1 for 5 from beyond the arc. Basically, almost as many shot attempts as turnovers then, Peter, with your numbers. Springfield, uncharacteristic, 4 for 20, only 1 for 10 from two-point land, 3 for 10 from beyond the arc. If I'm in the locker room with Coach McNichol, I'm saying a little more patience. They got quick. They had some quick possessions there, quick shots. One time, Alexa went to the rim a little too out of control and lost the ball. If they take 20, 25 seconds on the clock, they seemingly get a good shot. That means that we're attacking the rim somewhere or an open jump shot.
But your numbers would indicate that even when they take their time, I mean, they're not getting into
maybe
the paint.
Maybe so. Well,
I think that's what you're seeing.
100%. And give great value.
When you hold the ball for 20 seconds and you haven't penetrated the paint, you take a three-point shot or an outside shot, I mean, okay, how long can you hold on to the ball? Because now you're looking at potential turnovers.
Yeah, you guys are too – you know what? You guys are too technical for me. I just like man up in your face. Well, just go at it one-on-one basketball.
And that's what it is. Part of the turnovers, Great Valley seems to clog up the lane a little bit more. They're out on the shooters. They know Conrad and Abadie's going to shoot. So those girls, they extend on. They gave Postiglione a couple shots, and they gave Long a shot there, which he made. If you notice, Springfield's more of they can spread out, and guess what? And that first initial pass, they'll steal. They just stole twice in a row in the last couple minutes of that half. So they're more – they can clog up the lane as well. But guess what? They're so smart and well-trained. They can go outside.
All right, Mark. And then I want to talk about you and your team.
Okay.
Real
quick, one more point about Great Valley. Take care of the ball. We have a saying, one and one. It means we get one shot, you get one shot. A lot of times there, they didn't get any shots, Great Valley. And somehow they're still tied in this ball game.
Still tied, right.
And they need more Tessa. More Tessa, I won't say last name.
Ooh, tough. All right, now, Radnor girls.
Yes.
You're the head coach. Amazing. You had a consolation game this morning. You lost to Mount St. Joseph's again.
Yeah, 50-41.
Okay, but it proves a public school can beat them, and Springfield did.
They did.
So you guys now, what's your record? Where you go?
Record, we're, 17 and maybe 9 or 10. I've lost maybe 17 and 10. I've lost track of that.
Yeah, but that's okay, though.
We're the 4 seed. We're going up to Reading. Near a team called Twin Valley, has a 2,000-point score. Very, very good score.
Wow. It's not Blunt, is it?
All right, guys,
Bernard Blunt's
guy. We got to go and come back to our sponsors and then start the second half. So let me go now. And, Dave, you can go ahead and stay.
It's tied at 14. Great Valley and Springfield girls basketball, the district championship, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemon Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-8661.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCauley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Double Decker Pizza and Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
We're tied at 14. Great Valley and Springfield girls basketball. Some news and notes here. Congratulations to Chester High School 6'4" senior Akeem the Dream Taylor, 33rd player in Chester boys basketball rich history to score over 1,000 points in his career. Did it last night. Chester beat a pretty good Bensalem team, 72-64 at the Fred Pickett Gym. 22 straight home wins for Chester. They were flat out embarrassed, and they admitted it by Mathacton the other night. And they give Chester and Coach Taylor credit, keeping those kids together, win that consolation game. And then they're going to host an area game next Saturday, probably against the Canaries of Allentown. Allen, tweet, 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 tweet. I can't believe a team is called the Canaries. But anyway.
I mean, what do you say? Fight, a, kill, get them?
That's a rich. And Coach Jordan, that's a rich history. Allentown, Allentown.
Yes.
And their coach is upset, too, what happened. They lost their cool in their District 11 semifinal game the other night. So we could have a whole sports show for the next 7 hours.
Lost their cool for what?
Technical fouls and their composure. Allentown, Allen. It was upset.
Coach got tossed out of the game?
Oh, no. He was mad at his players.
Oh.
Doug Snyder, yeah. So, Pete, real quick here, I know that you have some comments before we get ready for the third quarter. Great Valley, Springfield tied at 14.
Yeah, Great Valley, if they didn't turn the ball over as much, they'd probably have a 5-10-point lead. So look for them to take better control of the ball. Let's look for Springfield to drive the lane more and force Great Valley to foul them and try to get some easier shots.
Yep.
And we're ready, yeah. We're ready, aren't we?
Strategy, Coach.
We are ready for action here. So we begin the third quarter. And it's Great Valley now right to left here in the third quarter. Ball is out of bounds and last touch by Springfield. Stays with Great Valley, 23-4. Alex Vanarchik, head coach, 10th year. Kai McNichol, 6th year. Springfield is 22-5. Great Valley, right of the key, DuPont. Top of the key, Libera Tassioli. Down into the lane. Wide open three ball from the right side is no good. And the rebound taken by Jordan Pastiglione for Springfield in this 14-14 game. Early third quarter. District 1 championship. Alyssa Long out there. What is she doing there, Mark, when she pats her head? But we'll get
they're calling their
reset
set.
Reset the play, right?
Yeah, they're calling a play. There's a little handoff for Abenizio.
Ooh, that
shot.
Was blocked.
Good defense right there. She wants he goes to the ref. I want a foul. I was fouled. He goes, no. And a double dribble caught on Great Valley.
I think she was claiming that her arm was hit when she made the shot, and something got hit. That was
right.
Sure.
She never missed the ball by that much. It must have been a clean block, he said. But she's looking at her hand. I think she probably did get hit on her hand to some extent.
Yeah, she did. Mark, down this end of the table, I saw it. Her arm got slapped a little. That's why that shot went to the right.
Tied at 14. 6:50 to go, third quarter. District 1 5A championship. Stopping, popping, missing wide to the right, and out of bounds. And, of course, Southeast District 1 is Southeastern PA, Delaware County, Chester County, Montgomery, Bucks. I think I covered it.
Boy, Springfield is still struggling with the shot.
Little man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Having no problem breaking it is Great Valley. Right wing to DuPont. Left of the key, Curley. Left wing to D. Robertus. Now at the foul line, DuPont. Floater in the lane. No good. Ball. Long gets the rebound, Alyssa, for Springfield. Tied at 14. No scoring yet in the third. Abadizio. I checked that. Pastiglione. Near side. Now to Rachel Conran and firing it right at the key. No good. That was Abadizio. Rebound, Great Valley. I like this. Man on man, driving to the basket. Great defense by Alyssa Long, knocking it out of bounds from Tessa Libera Tassioli, the senior.
Well, I took it right out of her hand. She wanted to go up with the ball, and nothing happened. Our arms go up, and the ball was still on the ground.
State tournament begins Friday night. And then Saturday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Driving to the basket, floater, no, but a foul. And it'll be on the floor. These referees, I think they're doing one crackerjack job.
Yeah, but how much is on Rachel Conrad now?
That's the third.
That's your third, okay.
Back in for Springfield, Mia Valerio, 5'5", freshman. We archive all of our broadcasts last 5 years here, DelcoHoops.com. DuPont, right wing corner, and she gets out of trouble right there. Flips it to her teammate. Now between the circles.
I'm not sure why they're not posting up Tessa on Alyssa. You know, they keep having her outside here. Now she looks to drive.
To the basket with the left hand. Missing the shot. Libera Tassioli, Springfield Delco, the rebound. Here's Alyssa Long again. Top of the key is Alyssa. She made a three-pointer earlier.
Yes.
Pass underneath, off the hands and out of bounds of Carly Johnston.
That was our first points of the second half, gentlemen.
Can't believe we're scoreless here. 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the third quarter. 14-14. No points either team here in the third quarter. A little elbow right there. Nothing called. We have fans behind us. Then they're going to call a reach-in foul or a bump foul on Valerio of Springfield, and that is her third.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Westchester East. Back in it again, boys. Championship game against Penwood from the Del Valle. Tessa has it out high now. Right side, Sullivan driving to the basket. Sudis, short shot, no good. Rebound is taken by, that's Valerio. Valerio for Springfield.
Oh.
Throws it away. Cross-court pass, not good.
She's going to the basket, kids.
Stops, pops, misses the shot. And that was D. Robertus, left wing corner, picking it up. Great Valley, and they get it out now between the circles. DuPont. Lazy pass, gets it to her teammate, though. D. Robertus underneath the basket. Travel or timeout?
Timeout.
Vanarchik, Alex Vanarchik, and Great Valley will take a break, too. Catch our breath. 4:38 to go, third quarter, 14-14. Girls basketball District 1 championship, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, 4:38 to go. Scoreless third quarter, still tied at 14, Mr. Fulgenetti.
Yeah, maybe the next basket should win this ball game.
Peter,
way it's going here.
How dare you? Okay. Springfield only three jump shots so far this quarter. That's been it.
Great Valley with the rock. Top of the key. Sullivan now between the circles. Left elbow. Tessa now left of the key for three, and she's got it. Good play call right there. Grayson.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Grayson Curley.
That was a two. They caught her on the line there.
They caught her on the line?
Yes.
Was a two?
So just a two for Grayson.
The graphic stays.
Two-point lead, Great Valley. Pull back three ball. Short by Abadizio. And last touch, though, by Great Valley. Out of bounds.
Tried to dribble and accidentally kicked it, went out of bounds.
For a girls' game, it's really fast-moving, guys.
Yeah, they're shooting. They're doing everything they can except score.
Yeah, I think the depth perception has really hurt these girls tonight for the shooting.
They better get used to it if they want to play college ball, too, you know.
Well, that's in a year.
He's great.
Lady Cougars with the rock. DuPont.
Man to man.
playing good defense out there. Pastaglione has it. Right of the key, Ebenezio. Left of the key, Valerio. Far wing. Top of the key is Johnston. Right side, Valerio. Good ball movement here. Driving to the basket, Valerio. Oh, block. Hits a side, but a foul. She'll go to the line, shooting two. Mia, 5'5", ninth grader, has three fouls.
The second on Tessa.
Outstanding there.
I like that.
Stagnant, of course. That's the game, but they were stagnant on the perimeter. She's caught it and ripped and went right to the rim. Tessa fouled her for sure.
Get foul trouble on them and get some foul shots. These girls can shoot fouls.
Mia Valerio with the foul shot.
Took them 4 minutes and 29 seconds to get their first point of this quarter. And yet it's a one-point game, Dave.
Exactly.
Well, neither one of them are streaking. It's just the opposite of what we normally see.
I guess my point is, who would you rather be right now? Who feels in a better spot?
Misses the second. One-point lead, Great Valley. Possession arrow on the tie-up. Yep. And the ball will stay with Springfield. 34 checking in again. Lexi Aaron for Kai McNichol and Springfield. You were in this game, Mark, 2014 District 1 championship.
It was fun.
There were only four classes back then.
Guess what? It was a similar game. Villamaria ended up being 34-30. This game may get to 30. I'm not sure it even gets to 30, guys.
No, somebody starts getting hot.
Dave Berman, Mark Jordan in the gang. I'll call the other guys the gang. Not gang members, but the gang group. Sure. Top of the key. Pastaglione drives. Tough shot to make it. She gets it at a bad angle off the glass for two.
That's a morale booster right
there. Yeah, but a bad angle. But guess what? Pastaglione took it to the rack. I love it.
5'8", senior Jordan Pastaglione with five. Ball on the floor in the front court. Physical possession arrow this time with Great Valley. You like that, Mark, don't you?
I love it. Well, they passed it in the test a little too soon. She wasn't even posted up yet. She was still running. She tapped it, tried to save the ball, throwing it off the girl's foot. Jump ball goes to Great Valley.
2:53 to go in the quarter. We're in the third quarter. Leocor Center, Temple University, live and living color on DelcoHoops.com.
He's just kidding. There's no TV.
We're painting a picture. Team with the blue uniforms has the ball.
See the lane, David? Weak side defense is on the lane.
Yes.
There's nowhere to go. They're not moving that well. They're sort of just, again, against us, their offense was a lot in transition.
They're being patient, not forcing anything. Sullivan, actually a foul line jumper, DuPont is no good. Ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Great Valley. 1 point lead, Springfield. 2:25 to go. Big, I guess, as I mentioned earlier, huge student section here for Great Valley.
Yeah, they're pretty funny kids. They were up there Tuesday night as well at Harriton. Very, very entertaining.
Well, all Springfield's points were a result of driving to the basket. They should continue to do that.
Wide open three ball, right wing corner, too strong. And speaking of strong, a tough, strong rebound by Great Valley. And they come back. That rebound by DuPont, driving into the lane, crosses over off the glass, around, in and out. Missing that shot, Tessa Libera Tassioli. Springfield the rebound. Alyssa comes back long across the timeline, left to right. The Lady Cougars again. Couple of these girls on the state championship lacrosse team in the spring.
But fascinating, Ebenezio and Common are both not in the game here, David, and they're just going to just work some clock. There's some young girls out on the floor for them. I love this. It's a minute and a half to go, and the clock's running.
We got a minute and a half left. There's been 5 points scored in the third quarter.
17-16 is your score.
Pick it up. Oh, no.
It's on the floor, and a steal and drive into the basket. Travel on Great Valley.
She did.
Back into the game for Great Valley. Number 23 is
DuPont's cut.
Laura Lum. She is. She's going to have to come out of the
DuPont's
game.
Yeah, her mouth's cut.
Lum coming in, number 23, for the Lady Patriots. Somebody else came in. Well,
Conrad's back, and Ebenezio's back here for the last minute in 21.
Springfield back with the basketball. Coming up on 1:10 to go in the quarter. The third quarter, Leocora Center, Temple, North Philly. The ball is Conran. They weave it around at the top of the key, right of the key. Long thought about the three. Now finds her girl wide open. Then she takes the shot. In and out by Conran. Offensive rebound. No, but a foul. And going to the line is number 5, Alexa Ebenezio. Only 5 points, but playing her tail off on defense for Springfield. and getting rebounds.
Well, only 5 points when your team's only scored 17. That's a fairly decent contribution.
I agree. Springfield's now 0 for 6 jump shots this quarter. But that's one I like right there. You sort of missed the first one. Where I like it, where they put the ball up in the rim and then go get it.
Abenizio misses the first.
I tell you, this is an amazing game with the poor shooting. It's anybody's game, 17-16 with under a minute left in the third quarter and 5 whole points scored in the third quarter. Oops,
she makes that one. One of two for Alexa Abenizio. And Springfield coming back. 47 seconds to go in the third quarter. 18-16, Springfield.
Switch back.
Now driving the basket off the glass. Too strong. What a rebound right there. Battling. That was number 4, Emma DeRobertis, the junior, with the big rebound. And they call a foul on Springfield.
100% with that call. DeRobertis just flew in there. And a Springfield girl happened to be underneath her. They got her on a foul. Half minute to go.
Three ball from the right side is no good. Put up by Great Valley. 25 seconds to go. Third quarter rebound. That was Lum missing the three. The rebound, Springfield, and they will go for the final shot here with a right hand. Dribbling, dribbling, dribbling. I know she can do it left-handed, too, but she's got left-handed, right-hand. That's Abenizio.
She's going to shoot this.
In the circles. 8 seconds to go, third quarter. Two-point lead. Springfield Delco. Abenizio with 2 seconds, fires it up, got it.
Oh, my.
Three ball. That's kind of a dagger right there.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Abenizio, a big three at the buzzer. It's another two.
No, that's three, but I said couldn't get fired right away, and she got the ball back in the last second and got it off.
Amazing. We go to the fourth quarter. Springfield Delco 21, Great Valley 16 on DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or take out, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Getting ready for the final 8 minutes of regulation. 21-16 is your score. Springfield trying to win their second District 1 girls basketball championship in the last 4 seasons, leading at 21-16 over Great Valley.
I think Great Valley's in trouble, guys. 1-for-10 that quarter. 1-for-8 from two-point land. Springfield shot 2-for-8 and increased a tie game. Took a 5-point lead. They have to get Tessa, I think, on the low block. Got to get her some more touches down there low.
Absolutely, hopefully. Well, Springfield has the ball here. They should not be, as Mark Zumoff would say, no particular hurry to shoot the ball. 5-point lead, 7:47 to go fourth quarter. But it's not like the boys' game. You say, Mark, you want to sometimes... A score like this could favor Springfield.
Sure. Well, again, but their defense is so great, Springfield. I'm not sure how many more points Great Valley can really expect to get. And what's their max number? 25?
So taking their time, yeah. And, again, their only loss, Springfield Lady Cougars, in the last month. They won 16 out of 17, was the Central League Championship. Mm-hmm. That was to a 6-8 team, as we had on DelcoHoops.com. Ridley.
The only problem you have with this philosophy is if Springfield can use to handle the ball, if they lose it on a turnover, you know, then they're not leading by that much.
Yeah, Alyssa has it, driving and getting it. There's now a ball on the floor, possession arrow. Great Valley's going to get it.
My turnover stands now. If Great Valley come down and score, they've cut the lead substantially. It's only a 5-point game.
I'm going to say real quick, Emily DuPont from Great Valley's played a fantastic defensive game there. She just stole the ball there off of Abenizio.
Well, but the more you want to pass it around, the more likely you're going to lose it at some point.
No doubt.
Well, she plays defense like the former Flyer Moose DuPont.
She does.
No relation, I don't think. Well, out of bounds. Last touch by Springfield. It'll stay with Great Valley from Malvern, trying to win their first District Girls Basketball Championship. since 1988.
They tried to run a little side screen roll there and get the ball to Tessa down low, and Springfield collapsed two girls on top of her. But I think that's got to be their mindset. I think Coach Vanarchuk's saying, guess what? We need some shots in the paint and get to the foul line. Third quarter, no foul shot attempts for Great Valley.
Right of the key, left of the key now. Great Valley with the rock. Driving left side, D. Robertus, and foul by Abenizio. Team fouls here. Great Valley has just two. And now Springfield Delco, four.
Adrian, is that her third, Abenizio's?
Abenizio, I have her for one.
Oh, jeez. No, you're subbing out.
Good way to stay with the game, Mark.
Listen, I'm right on top of this. I'm locked in.
6:42 to go. Fourth quarter, Great Valley with the ball.
She has to go.
Tessa guarded by Long.
But you see the help defense there, David? They all know she wants to drive, Tessa. They're all just...
It's unbelievable, yeah.
Wide
driving
open.
Wide open and driving to the rack. Layup is no good. Good defense in there by Springfield.
Oh.
And it caused the error in the rebound to the Lady Cougars. And a timeout. Kai McNichol. 6:19 to go in the fourth quarter. Springfield, the Lady Cougars, 21. And Great Valley, 16. The D15A Championship, DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist. But a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office, which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
6:19 to go, fourth quarter. Springfield 21, Great Valley 16. Hey, we already know who the Chester High Clippers are going to play next Saturday in the Philly area in the opening round of the 6A. The Canaries. It's Allentown, Allen. That's going to be a run-and-gun affair. Chester Lifetime against District 11 Lehigh Valley teams. In the PIAA State Tournament, 21 wins and just two losses. Wow. They've handled that area very well. But it's another year. We'll see what happens. Back to this game. Springfield Delco with the rock. Delaware County. Mike Socia probably listening in. Alma mater. Jeff Petrie, some greats from there. And, of course, great girl athletes also over the years. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 5-point lead. Lady Cougars. Postic Leone, left wing corner, Valerio. Two team fouls on Great Valley, four on Springfield. Alyssa Long.
Well,
she handles the pressure very well. She's used to it.
A fantastic point guard.
She is.
But, again, Mike, it's now a numbers game. It's 5.5 minutes left.
Abenizio. Driving now to the basket, left-handed shot, forced it up. Postic Leone, no good, rebound. Great Valley, the blue, come back. Blue and Lowing all the way to the basket, missing the easy layup was D. Robertus.
Great Valley, they gave him the lane, too. They didn't want a foul, and that was not good.
Long to the basket. No, but a foul for Alyssa. Taking a look at mom and dad back there, the Longs, and a little stressed. It's kind of stressful, Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, but
it's
been,
fun, but it's stressful. This is all
lacrosse and basketball games. She's seasoned and she's been through all these battles.
Shooting
she's
two,
so smart there. That's saw a couple girls there.
She that's the third foul on D. Robertus.
She makes a foul shot. Alyssa Long.
Andrew, I knew she had at least one, so I'm watching the game pretty closely.
I tell you, in this game, two shots at the foul line could be all.
It's 5:13 to go. Again, Great Valley max number is about 25 right now. So it's a numbers game. Down by seven. This is almost a must score.
So, again, two free throws by Springfield's Alyssa Long and a timeout on the floor. 5:13 to go in the fourth quarter. It's a 7-point lead for Springfield over Great Valley on DelcoHoops.com.
Ready for a great breakfast or lunch? You have to try the Country Deli on Middletown Road in Media. Open 7 days a week from 6:30 in the morning, with lunch being served at 11 a.m. Every Wednesday night is pasta night, with hours from 4:30 until 8. Come be part of their family and enjoy comfort food at its finest.
at the Country Deli at 1176 North Middletown Road in Media.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
5:13 to go, Pete, in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Looking good for Springfield.
Yeah, Dave, it's an amazing stat. Here's one. So far, this whole second half, Great Valley, 2 points. You can't win doing that.
That's correct. Oh, no, a turnover.
And a turnover by Great Valley, and now Alyssa Long has it in her hands.
That's poor Ashley Sullivan.
This is going to cost at least another 30 seconds of time.
7-point lead, Springfield. They won this thing in 2017. Unfortunately, the two of the years they went to the States, they got knocked out by a private school. Archbishop Wood, long to the basket, too hard off the glass. Rebound, Great Valley, and Great Valley's got to start scoring. Lay it up and in for the right side. She's long, and her name is Emily DuPont for two. The lead is up down to five. Finally, Great Valley on the board here. They haven't scored much in the second half. Both teams have combined 51 points. Springfield up by five. They just want to win the game. And there's another steal. Here comes Great Valley all the way to the basket. Fouled from behind. Hard foul, Abenizio.
That's all right.
Number four.
I think.
Number two. Is it?
I messed up.
No, that's number two.
Number two on Abenizio.
Who was I thinking of four?
Mike's playing.
I'm watching another game, obviously.
Some guy's crazy. But how about those apples? A turnover there. Alyssa took a pretty fast shot, that one layup, and didn't go in. They went down, scored in transition. Yeah. There's a quick steal. They got two foul shots.
Yep. A 5-point game. I mean, this is all critical stuff.
She makes the first.
I thought she was going to be long on that, but she got it all.
Yeah, Great Valley.
It's amazing. DuPont's so athletic. She's so tough. She's played great defense all game long on Abenizio, and now she's scoring. Three straight points.
With a left hand. High arcing shot is good.
3 points. Three-point game.
Emily DuPont.
Leading scorer Tessa, no points this half, and they're still within one possession with four to go.
4 minutes, as Mark just said. 23 for Springfield. Great Valley with 20. We're talking points here. Abenizio thought about that three, and look at the defense on her by the long DuPonts. Springfield right at the key now to Pastaglione, looking down low, last touched off of Great Valley.
Great Valley is very aggressive on defense now. They recognize if they can get a turnover and get down there and score, they're within a point of the game.
I got some confidence now, but Springfield with 3:40 to go.
Springfield
in
needs
the
to make
fourth
a basket
quarter.
Here.
Conrad not in the game, by the way, for Springfield.
Abenizio between the circles, flips it to Alyssa Long. You want the ball in Alyssa's hands. Dribbling left, now far side. Top of
the no!
A turnover. Steal. Great Valley then stolen back from behind by the freshman pocket. Boy, she is a fiery player. Mia Falero with a big steal, ninth grader. And a foul in the backcourt on Great Valley, just their third. And Great Valley still has three fouls to give, 3:16 to go. Fourth quarter, 3-point lead, Springfield Delco.
Two steals in a row for Valerio. Fantastic defense by the freshman.
And that's the third foul on Tessa.
In the backcourt, Springfield. They can really keep the pressure going. That's going to be a foul.
And there's number four.
Number four on Tessa.
Now she's going to be careful. She's been very aggressive.
Libera Tassioli.
Well said.
She's played very well, very aggressive, but now starting to catch up
Mike,
with her.
Nine rebounds for Tessa. Nine.
Long comes back between the leg dribble. She would kick Mark. She might kick our butts in basketball. Listen.
Well, you for sure. But
yeah. Haha. All right, so top of the key now. Springfield is now going to the basket, missing the shot, Abenizio, ball is now rebounded by Great Valley. Boy, they're coming back to the basket. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Going to the rack was
Sullivan,
and who made that defensive play?
I think that was Alyssa Long making that defensive play.
But without committing a foul.
She should have shared the ball there. They had a 3-on-2, and she didn't handle that well at all.
Still Great Valley ball. A three ties it. 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter, live here on DelcoHoops.com. Left of the key, DuPont. DuPont, top of the key.
Yeah, play through Tessa here.
Tessa has it. Now left of the key, DuPont. Near wing to Lund. She don't play like a freshman. Drives and foul. Going to the lane. It'll be on the floor. That is on Valerio, number four. Oh, Abenizio, excuse me.
That's her third.
It is on Alexa. Three, a jumper from the left side is no good by Great Valley. Hit the side of the backboard. D. Robertis. Rebound by Springfield.
Almost 2 minutes to go here, guys. It's
Delaware, yeah. Delaware County versus Chester County. District 1 5-8 championship. Top of the key, Valerio for the Lady Cougars. Left side, Abenizio. 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Abenizio driving right side now.
Five count.
Almost a five. Got double dribbled
there.
She double dribbled.
I thought that was a five count originally, and then Abenizio got flustered. Great Valley does body up, though. They're not afraid to body up and stay in this thing. But again, Great Valley right now, they don't need a three-pointer, David. They have to go inside. Tessa's been your leading scorer, your best player for 4 years. She needs to get a ball here, a touch, even in the paint.
Did she have a touch on that last possession?
She hasn't had a touch much. But to me, it has to go through her.
Coming up next, it's Penwood Boys Westchester East. District 1 5A championship right here. Great Valley with the ball down by three. Well, almost a walk right there.
Oh,
she
kept
her pivot.
But she struggled a lot. Turnover, Sullivan.
Sullivan between the circles. Now to DuPont, the junior. Right at the key. We're down to 1:18 to go in the fourth quarter.
Here's to go.
Tessa drives, layup. No, they're letting them play. Rebound in the backcourt. What do we have? It's a tie-up. Possession arrow with Springfield. We have 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Live here on DelcoHoops.com from the Leah Cora Center at Temple University. Checking into the game for Great Valley.
I'll tell you, if this is the way these games are going to go today, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown before nightfall.
Is Giasudis.
Timeout taken by Great Valley.
All right, let's take a timeout.
We will take a break. 1:11 to go in the game, or maybe regulation. 3-point lead Springfield over Great Valley, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
This has got to be one of the lowest scoring girls basketball District 1 championship games in history. I've got the archives here. Man, I don't see anything even close. 23-20, Springfield is winning this game over Great Valley, Pete.
Yeah, also, Dave, low scoring, but one of the most physical games I've seen the girls play. I mean, they're under the boards. It's vicious under there. These girls are playing like the guys, only tougher.
Yes, just a combined 43 points. Could be a record.
They're going to keep the ball in Abenizio's hands and Long's hands here. See who gets to the foul line.
Springfield with the rock, left to right. Abenizio has it between the circles. You got to make them foul. That'll be team foul number 6 on Great Valley on the reach-in. So it'll be one more. We'll put her at the line.
Right. Now, Coach Vinarchuk does not want to foul Abenizio.
We have 59.9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
We'll call it a minute.
Right now, it's 56 seconds. Long in the backcourt. Three-point lead, Springfield.
So
Springfield with a rock and a bump is called.
Did you watch her, David? She looked at the clock the whole time. So she knew she had 5 seconds. She wasn't panicked in the backcourt, waited, and then right near center court, just ducked her shoulder in and threw the foul. 1-1 now. They got to make some foul shots here, Springfield.
Well, this is the key.
This is who you want at the line if you're Springfield. You want Alyssa Long or Alexa Abenizio at the line you.
If I'd been Great Valley, I would have maybe traded for somebody else.
Exactly
You want the ball in Alyssa's hands the next 52 seconds, either on offense or whatever.
Nothing but that. Hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, and falls through for Long, the North Carolina lacrosse recruit for years. What a job. 4-point lead, Springfield. Alyssa, again, up. Got it. rattles it home. Love looking at the parents when their kids at the foul line in pressure situations.
5-point game.
25-20 Springfield. Great Valley back, missing the shot. Too long, and Springfield, Abenizio, the rebound, Abenizio across the timeline. You don't want
to
rush it. There's a foul. That's going to be a bump. And Great Valley is in a heap of trouble right now, looking good again for Springfield.
Great Valley tried to foul her earlier, and they just didn't call it.
Again, DuPont's played a great game. I think that was a quick, kind of a quick shot. She drove and spun, kind of an out-of-control shot. It almost went over the backboard. Now 38 seconds left, down 5.
Press row, Leah Cora center. Up, in, and out, and it gives Great Valley a glimpse of hope here, but they're going to have to make some shots. Floater by Tessa off the glass.
That was the best shot
two.
Of the day for
Tessa Liberatasioli and a Great Valley. And a timeout, and we're going to keep it here. 30 seconds to go in the game. 3-point lead, 25-22, Springfield.
That was one of your Avalon plays, Dave. You get the missed foul shot, get the rebound, and you drive 90 feet the other way and just lay it in. Tough, actually, little runner off the backboard.
Well, and considering the way their shooting's been going, I mean, that layup could have gone awry just because it's been going awry all day for these ladies.
Well, but at least Tessa got the ball up. She's their best player and leading scorer. Now they're going to be in man-to-man face guard pressure the entire time.
So
what we'd like to do is this. We like to double team. So we say, who don't you want to foul? We would agree.
You,
Alyssa
you don't
Long's
want Alyssa Long at the line.
Or, you know,
Alexa Abenizio hasn't been great today from the line.
She's a very, very good
but
shooter.
But you'd expect her to pick it up from the line in this clutch situation.
All these players have great shooting capability. They wouldn't be here otherwise.
I agree.
Whether they're going to do it today or not, that's another story.
But you don't have to guard them, so you can double team here, Michael.
Right.
Dave, we're coming in here, and they're not guarding Johnson. We'll see if they let Johnson catch it and foul her.
Lowest scoring game I found in my archives, District 1 Girls Championship, get it in a moment, was in 1984. Long across the timeline, foul. Chogo shooting 1-1, team foul number 9. Lowest scoring game I could see in my archives, 1984, Double A, St. Pius the 10th beat Gwynedd Mercy High School, 34-31.
Well, no, this is going to beat that.
And we had a score of 34-30. Look back at 2014. That was our final against Villa-Maria.
Yeah, this is from 1973 to 1996. Oh, what was it again, Mark? Well, we'll get that along. Good again. Ice water in those veins.
Again, I think Great Valley let her get the ball in too easily. She started half court and just sprinted down to the sidelines. They threw the ball under and got fouled.
That makes it a two-score possession. This one kind of doesn't matter.
I mean, nothing but net for Alyssa Long. Awesome job, Alyssa and Springfield. It looks like we're going to have a Delaware. Well, I'm not going to speak too soon.
Don't say that yet.
27 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 27-22, Great Valley over, excuse me, Springfield over Great Valley.
You just gave 37 people a heart attack on the roof.
Come on, Alyssa. David. Real quick, for the next round, next level. The winner of this game draws Berks Catholic, the eighth seed out of District 3.
They recruit.
They recruit, but, I mean, I think Springfield looks that way. It has a great chance. The other team got a worse draw. Great Valley, if they do hold on to lose this game, they get Mechanicsburg, who was a top seed, David, top seed, and lost their last two games. One to Twin Valley, who we're seeing next week, and last night to West York.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute. If Springfield goes on to win and we have the time, who do we want to grab?
Alyssa Long.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Pete, you got that?
I'll try.
So, Mark, what was your score again, your low score?
34-30 was at Villanova in 2014.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
By the way, Villanova lost today to Providence, 58-54.
That's not a good loss.
Not a good loss.
No.
At home.
No. I guess we can – maybe Penn State has a chance to win it all. Men's college basketball with a bunch of Philly area and guys in Delco. Guys, 27 seconds ago, fourth quarter. It's Great Valley with the ball, trailing 27-22.
Possession arrows with Springfield.
You've got to score quick and call timeout here, guys.
Yeah, you got to go for three, I would think.
Springfield by 5 and down to 20 seconds ago, driving to the basket. Off
got
the
it.
Glass for 2,
for two.
Again. Clutch shot by number 10, Emily DuPont.
Took about 10 seconds.
And the timeout
seconds.
Taken.
16 seconds ago, Springfield Delco by 3, 27-24 again.
All right, so we're going to get a foul, probably right off the ball.
Yeah, I know, but that play quickly was a quick ball screen on the side. Tessa ball screened. DuPont heard she's lefty, got all the way to the left block from the right side of the court, laid it in. She took a similar shot last time. They're now out of timeouts, Great Valley. So they're going to need this to happen. They're going to need basically a steal and a three or a missed foul shot. They have to double-team Alyssa. They're going to start Alyssa at half court again, Alyssa Long, and give her a running start. I would put literally two girls on Alyssa and two girls on Abadizio and foul anybody else. I'll take my chances anywhere else.
You put anybody else on. If I'm Great Valley, I put anybody else on the line other than those two.
In fact, to Mike's point, they make one foul shot out of two. They have nine fouls. That's correct, Andrew?
Yeah.
So next one's two foul shots. Even if they make one foul shot, it's a two-possession game. They don't have enough time for that.
So they need
a steal out of this. It looks like a similar set. Unless the Long's coming in your half court, Abadizio's half court. You're going to see both Long and Abadizio sprint, you know, maybe on a little V-cut and get open.
Well, is your better make a foul?
They're again going man-to-man, Great Valley.
They're not double-teaming. Don't guard the ball. They're going to get it again.
Lady Cougars bring the inbound the ball to Long, fouled, so she'll go down shooting two, and you make one here. It looks pretty darn good. 3-point lead, Springfield.
It looks very good, but it's the same set we just discussed. So somehow they had to adjust to that and say, guess what? Double team, they can't throw that same pass into her. They just did it again for the third straight time.
And that's the fifth on Ashley Sullivan. She's done for the game.
I'm trying to maintain my composure. Calm, cool, collected.
As always.
So Great Valley, as you said, lose this game. There's still going to be a home area game, though.
Yes.
But it's still Mechanicsburg. We saw that a couple years ago. Pencrest played Hershey. It was like 500 boys basketball first round. They had to come to Marple Newtown High School.
Great game.
And they, Hershey won it. Here we go. Long, good.
Got
that
it.
Could do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
how many free throws in this quarter?
She's got all the points in the second half. All seven for Springfield in this quarter have come from Alyssa Long, all from the line.
Yep.
She makes another. That'll be another trophy for the Long family.
That's the dagger.
Got to come down and go for three.
Boys and girls lacrosse. Congratulations, Springfield, down to 6 seconds. Three ball way out there is good, but they have no timeouts. And that's going to be the ball game.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Congratulations to Springfield, the Springfield Delco Girls High School basketball team. They win their second girls basketball District 1 championship in the last four seasons. Won it in 2017, beating a tough Great Valley squad from Malvern, 29-27. We'll take a break and try to get a quick post-game interview if we can on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
And the final score, once again, your District 1 5A girls basketball champion, Springfield Delco, as they beat Great Valley 29-27, low scoring, but one heck of a tough physical game. And, Andrew, you want to maybe run down, if you can, if you're up to date over there, with the final scoring totals. Congratulations, Glenn Mallon, the athletic director, played on the 1981 Springfield boys basketball team that lost to Uniontown in the state championship.
Wow.
Yeah. Deion Irons and those guys. So Glenn's the athletic director of Springfield. What a ball game, right, Andrew?
Yeah, great ball game. Really, really hard fought by both teams. It was a close game throughout, despite the low score.
A couple things, if I may quickly mention this. In that half, I had Great Valley down for 20 shots, 5 for 20. Springfield only took 10 shots in the field, but won the game to the foul line, 10 for 14, as opposed to Great Valley's 2 for 2. They put their minds on getting fouled, played so smart, intelligently. Listen, both these teams are good, very good defensive teams. And you don't just show up and make a team shoot 6 for 30. Springfield shot 6 for 30 for the game and won, David. Springfield held Great Valley to 10 for 33 shooting.
from the field. That's lockdown defense.
Absolutely.
I know some people might call it a little bit ugly offensively. This is a big environment. They're not used to playing in this kind of environment. You know, kudos to Great Valley for getting here. They're going to be back, by the way. You notice they only have one senior. They have one senior there. Springfield's got some great young players, too. They're going to be back at this thing next year. Congratulations to Coach McNichol, Burbage, the whole entire staff. Fantastic job. They were the one seeds to start. They proved they're one seeds. And guess what? They're going to be a tough out in the States, Mike, as you know. Defense travels. So when you play that kind of defense against anybody, you hold a team to 27 points, you're going to be in every single game you play.
Well, they're going to have to. It's hard to say. You know, in basketball, it's streaky. So you have a bad night. You don't know whether it's defense, nerves, working in a facility doesn't have a back wall. There's so many things to play into it. And they'll go back to high school stadiums now until they get there, if they get to Hershey. So they'll,
right.
You know, it should be a little more comfortable.
I guess, and you know, and nowadays where everybody has film and everybody has huddle and everybody's watching the games, you know, they took Tessa effectively out of the game. I mean, I thought offensively the best player was Emily DuPont for Great Valley. However, go back, and Peter mentioned this, that game in the first half, they had the 13 turnovers. They went a lot of possessions without even getting the ball. Really quick kudos. How about the freshman you mentioned? The freshman, Mia Valerio, had two big-time steals late in that game when Great Valley was trying to mount a little bit of a comeback. She stole the ball twice here. Once was on a fast break, right? In transition, she got a ball.
And we'd be wrong. We didn't mention Laura Lum, who played as a sub for Garner Valley. She did terrific.
I agree.
Took a 3-point shot, didn't make it, but she was great poise for somebody. You know, remember, ninth grader is 14 years old.
It's heady stuff.
Maybe 15 if she had an early birthday.
Guess what? Everybody but Tessa's coming back.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Mike, a real important stat. At the half, we had Springfield with 5 rebounds. They ended up with 19 rebounds, 14 more in the second half. And that was a big difference. It limited Great Valley's attempts to the basket, and it gave them the difference. Of course, we know Alessa Long at the line won it, but those difference in rebounds made the Great Valley attempts much less frequent.
A great point. And how about the Great Valley defense we should mention, too? Great Valley's defense was pretty darn good. In that second half, they had 2 buckets only, Springfield. One was on Postiglione's like little runner off the right lane. Tough shot, right? A 6-foot little bank shot was tough. And the other one was a Abenizio 3-pointer, where initially she went and she was stopped by DuPont, got the ball back, and beat the buzzer in the third quarter. They were their only made field goals in the second half.
Right.
So kudos to Great Valley and their defense. They're going to have a great chance to
this was definitely anybody's game throughout the whole thing, probably the last minute and a half or so of the game. Okay, we're waiting to see if we're going to get Alyssa Long over here. I don't know that we're going to. She's holding the trophy, and I just don't think we're – I think, Dave, it's probably time to say goodbye. They're going to take pictures and stuff. We got to get ready for the boys' game next.
Okay, sounds good. So, again, congratulations to the Springfield Delco girls basketball team. Another District 1 basketball championship over a tough team from Malvern, Great Valley, 29-27. And we got the boys coming up.
Coming up next, we're going to go off the air. We'll come back on around a quarter of. So just stay tuned.
All right, you got it. And we'll see you soon on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.